The votes have been counted and independently verified, and I can now reveal the Strictly Come Dancing champions 2017 are...
Oh, that she kept the suspension going there for a while. Joe,
wasn't it?
I know. Talk about we could have got that sponsored. It was such a long pause. Joe McFadden, winner of Strictly Come Dancing. Congratulations to you.
Thank you, mate. Thank you so much. I'm not getting much of a voice actually from all that shouting the other night when we won. It was a great moment though. I'll never get sick of hearing that.
I heard some comments from some some people that are around that program that this was, from a contestant's point of view, in terms of the experience, one of the best Come Dancings there's ever been part of.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it really is a lovely, lovely show to be part of, just because, you know, people are so kind of so fond of it, and the production values are just so high on it. They put such attention into looking after us and into looking after the show and making it the best that they can. And they've broken records. You know, they've gotten the best figures that they've gotten in 17 years. So it's lovely that I didn't go on there and ruin it for everybody, because that's always the fear when you go into a big show like that. You think, oh, no, I hope I don't break it for them. But no, it was absolutely lovely to be a part of. And yeah, and everybody, I mean, they say it every year, but I think you're going through this amazing, kind of quite stressful thing together. So all of the contestants all really bond together, and we're all sort of clinging to each other backstage, thinking, do we really need to go out there and dance in front of all these millions of people? So yeah, we do get on really well, and yeah, it is a big one big happy family.
It's fantastic. And speaking to another not so long ago, another Strictly contestant in Daniel O'Donnell, who's a worldwide performer, massive fans, performing on stage and all that. And he said himself that he wasn't prepared for the level of pressure from the programme.
Yeah.
Given all of your experience, were you surprised at how much of a spotlight of focus and pressure was on you taking part?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've done live theatre before. I've done concerts before where you've maybe only had a couple of weeks to rehearse. But you're literally learning a whole dance in 4.5 days. So, and then going out there and performing it. And not only that, but you've got 4 world-class judges criticising you and picking you up on every foot and every... So it's quite a stressful thing to do, but it's a brilliant thing to do because you know, I'm getting to learn to dance from a world champion. She's won world titles at this stuff, so she absolutely knows what she's talking about. And Katja Jones, my partner, she was just so knowledgeable and so brilliant, and she really made it fun. But there was a lot of work to do, but we got through it, and when we had a really nice time while we did, which was great.
How important is that relationship with your partner, because you know, some really strong bonds get formed?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's completely dependent on who you end up with, because you know, not only do they have to be dancers, but they have to choreograph. They come up with the ideas, the concepts for the routine, so they're making up the dances, they're deciding it's going to be Cinderella or it's going to be a Toy Soldiers, or it's all down to them. So if you're with the wrong person, then you don't really have much of a chance. And I absolutely lucked out with Katja, because she just ticked all of the boxes. She's a great dancer, but also she's really, really creative and came up with these amazing concepts. And you know, doing those 3 routines on Saturday, the Viennese Waltz, which was set in Russia with the snow, and then the Toy Soldiers, and then the Cinderella routine. You just think, the week before Christmas, these are the best routines that we could possibly have done. And she just gets such a great sense of timing as well. You know, we did that lever thing last week with the lift during the Argentine Tango, and it set the internet on fire.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was doing it up and down all over the country and in Ireland. And, you know, she's got a really good eye for that, for things like that, of grabbing your attention and making it a spectacle. And that's absolutely what you want on a show like that, where everybody's of such a high standard.
And Joe, as far as I'm concerned, we have a Donegal winner of Strictly Come Dancing, because your connections to this county are unbelievable.
Absolutely. My dad has a place in Gador, and we used to go there every year for holidays. My mum was born in a place in Raphoe, which you'll probably know quite well, near Strabane. And every summer growing up, I was over there in Ireland. In fact, I used to feel more Irish than Scottish. I won't tell that to the Scottish people, but I absolutely have an Irish connection that I'm so fond of. And I was over in Gador just in February with dad, and it's always so lovely going over there. It's such a beautiful part of the world, and so remote and so and so gorgeous.
And I presume nice too, Joe, you're allowed to sort of... Sorry, Joe. I presume too it's nice to come over because you're allowed to relax a little bit because, you know, you would be very well known and to a certain audience, and now you're through the stratosphere with Strictly.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I don't think I was prepared for like just how popular the show was. You know, I've just spent 4 years on Holby, which is a really popular show, and it's really loved. But Strictly is just a whole other level of fans, and everyone cares so much about it, and they really care about it. Like everywhere you go, people want to ask you questions about Tess and Claudia, and everybody's really involved, and it's a really lovely, lovely thing to be a part of. Mm. But I don't think I was prepared for the level of of how much everyone was going to know me.
And what do you want to do next now, Joe? Because obviously you have your fantastic acting career, but presumably this opens up doors as well as to maybe you could choose to go in a different direction.
Yes, maybe. I mean, it's really hard to tell. You know, as an actor, I mean, you're just going job to job, and I've been really lucky that I've just spent 4 years on Holby and had a great time on that. And you get quite comfortable when you're in a show like that because you have such a nice time and everyone's so nice. But it's great that Strictly has sort of made me think, oh, there's other stuff out there in the world. And getting back to doing live performance as well is really thrilling. And it's sort of one of the reasons why I went into the business was that buzz that you get from doing live entertainment. So, yeah, maybe do some theatre. I mean, I know I'm doing some theatre because I'm doing the Strictly tour in January, which is coming to Belfast. I've got that to look forward to. Just having a rest over Christmas. And then hopefully, yeah, getting to play some different parts on telly or on stage. Maybe getting to use the dancing. You know, Katya put so much time and energy into teaching me how to dance a little bit. So it'd be nice if that didn't go to waste, and maybe do a little musical or whatever at some point.
It's a remarkable thing. And, you know, in this day and age with satellite TV, multiple channels, multiple choices, for a programme to be still pulling in the UK alone, 11 million viewers, plus you can be sure another million odd here, it truly is quite remarkable.
Yeah, it's unheard of. And it's fantastic, a show like that. It's such a good-natured show, and it's a family show that, you know, that's what people want to see on a Saturday night. Everyone wants to sit around with the family and be entertained and not be shocked in any way. And it absolutely does that, and it's massively entertaining. I'm so, so thrilled to have been a part of it. I really felt like I won when I was chosen to do it. And then when I was handed that glitter ball on Saturday night, it sort of felt like a dream come true, really.
You can do all your interviews with Lorraine and the rest of them, but you'll not get a message like this. Joe, well done from your cousin Nigel in Riffo. We're all very proud of you here.
Ah, good old Nigel.
Come here, what are you going to do with your trophy? Where is it? Has it got pride of place yet?
It's on the living room table at the minute, and every time I kind of catch it, I'm like, oh,
look at me.
Yeah, it reminds me. I get a little thrill every time I see it. It sort of takes me by surprise. I still can't quite get my head around it all. I don't know if I will for a long time to come.
Well, listen, we wish you the very best of luck with it, and already a great career, but I'm sure it's going to go from strength to strength. We can't wait to see you back here, and Sharif, maybe you might call in and say hello to us, Joe. Thank you so much for coming on the programme.
Not at all. Thanks, mate.
All right, Joe. That's Joe McFadden there, winner of Strictly Come Dancing.